Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Screen Geeks Radio, episode 60. This is Dave.
This is Josh.
And Barry is off at Walt Disney World doing obscene things to Donald Duck.
And Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Probably Goofy, too.
Oh, dude, I love Goofy.
All of them.
Let's just leave it there, because this could go very bad places. And we're not that kind of show.
No.
At least not today, I should put it that way. Starting next week, we're going to be doing our year-end wrap-up for 2008 instead of waiting until the Oscars like we did last year.
Yeah. I just felt like we waited. Wasn't it like in February when we finally got around to it?
Yeah. It was kind of bad, but we didn't have a chance to catch as much as we wanted to.
Yeah.
Which I think I'm still going to miss a movie or two.
Yeah, me too.
But that's okay.
So, what's life, though?
Yeah, yeah. So, Merry Christmas, belatedly. Happy New Year, belatedly.
Woo, 2009. Did you set any, New Year's goals?
Yes.
Yes? Any way you want to share?
get my sorry behind in the gym more often.
that's mine, too.
Yeah.
I got a membership.
Did you? Where at?
24. This is a film podcast.
No,
24-hour fitness.
Okay. If you're at Gold's, I was going to be like, hey, we should play some racquetball. But, you know.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's all good. But you can't.
I know.
Gosh. All right. So
what did you get for Christmas, though?
Okay. I for those who don't know, I don't make a big deal of this, but Christmas Day is my birthday as well.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, yeah.
Tell me now. Okay.
Like I said, I don't make a big deal of it. Let me see. I got City Lights, the Chaplin film.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen yet, but I need to. Let's see. What else did I get? I got Looney Tunes, the Golden Collection. So I'm missing is the newest one. I've got one through five.
I have to watch some of that with you.
Yeah, I watched Transylvania 6-5000.
Awesome.
The Abominable Snowman ones. I will call him George, and I will hug him and squeeze him and pet him. And yeah. So good. What else did I get? I got The Dark Knight on DVD. Got the entire series of Extras. I want to watch that. Yeah, it's awesome. And then I got the Preston Sturges collection, which is a 7-film box set from Universal. And I exposed all of my family except for Steph and my dad. My in-laws hadn't seen it. My mom hadn't seen it. We watched Sullivan's Travels. And
oh, good.
Yes.
They like it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Loved it. Loved it considerably. And I got a lot of money to go towards a certain trip coming up this summer.
Yeah.
That's all I told people to get me. So
That's good.
Yes. What about you, sir? Was Santa good to you?
Yeah. Well, I got the Superman stuff. It's awesome.
The Christopher Reeve collection.
So, yes. And I've never been a big Superman fan, so I'm glad that I got that, because then I was finally kind of exposed to it.
So have you watched all of them yet?
I just watched the first two.
Okay.
But I did like them.
It's all good, because it goes downhill from there.
That's what you tell me.
Oh, dude.
So it might be a while till I get to the other ones. But
three's bad, but four, ooh.
I guess Barry said he listened to the third one, like commentary or something. He said it's really good.
Oh yeah, where they essentially apologize for the entire commentary. Yeah, I'll have to listen to that, too.
I got Burn After Reading, which I know you weren't a big fan of.
No.
I got Just Friends from Barry, which, like, I was like, really? But then I watched it. It was so funny. It was really good.
What is Just Friends?
It was with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart.
Oh, yeah.
And Anna Faris. It was really good. It was honestly, like, one of the funniest movies I've seen in a while.
Huh.
So, which is, I was not expecting that.
Okay.
Because Barry gave it to me, because I told him I was a big Anna Faris fan, and he was like, yeah, it's so funny. He's like, really? But no, it was really good.
I agree. So. She's like the one bright spot of the scary movies.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a good comedian. I like her.
Yes.
And was that it? I just got a bunch of gift cards to Best Buy. So
woohoo!
Planning on ordering some blaxploitation.
Oh, do you? I just saw, actually, on Amazon, they had I didn't put it on the list, but there's like a bunch of like drive-in B-movie classics coming up.
That's what I'm about to. That's because that's some of the stuff that I bought in that box that I got a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the Grindhouse set. Yeah.
Trying to collect that stuff.
Was it 40 movies?
It was 20 movies for $20.
That's not...
Which is freaking awesome.
Yeah, I told my wife about the teacher, and she just started laughing hysterically.
Oh, I have to show you the trailer. It's awesome. I showed Barry and his wife, and they were cracking up.
Okay, then. Wow. All right. So did you see anything in the theater while we've had our break?
Yeah, I saw Ben Button and Valkyrie were the two things I caught.
And I don't know if I'm going to get to see Valkyrie by the time we have to do our top 10.
It's actually in my top 10.
Is it?
It is. I liked it. I liked
it. Right now I've got my top 10 kind of solidified, and I really don't want to have to knock it
off. See, that's, yeah.
they're not in any kind of order.
Oh, okay.
But I just
know it's there. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot. I thought Cruise did a good job I wasn't really expecting, I didn't know what to expect because I took German film this semester, and so it's kind of depressed when I found out it wasn't going to be in German.
Yeah, yeah.
But it surprisingly didn't take away from anything, and the direction was good, and all the
Bryan Singer.
Yeah, I know, which he can't make a bad movie.
Yeah, I think. So, say what you will about Superman Returns.
Yeah, but so it was very good. And then you saw Ben Button too, right?
Yes, I did. And I you liked it.
Yes, I did.
Not as much as
everyone else.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You have to be up for this kind of movie.
No.
I've never made a secret that I don't like Forrest Gump. So I say that this is like Forrest Gump, but better. And in a way, it's because it's not so as outlandish of a life.
Even though it's the his thing is seems like it is, but it's not. I understand what you're saying, like in the context of the movie.
Yeah, he doesn't go meet the president and moon him, or you know, become the ping pong champion of the world, yeah, or anything like that. You know, he has a very interesting life.
Yeah,
and I mean, seriously, I don't blame people for making the comparison to Forrest Gump, because I'm just making it definitely has those parallels. It's just the Jenny character in this movie, I didn't want to beat her with a tack hammer.
That's fair. Yeah, I hated Jenny.
It's like, it's the slut who, after she was running herself out and got AIDS, I'll go to the disabled guy who likes me still. Really? It's,
yeah, no, that was totally not believable. But Kate Blanchett's character is very likable.
Yes, I mean, she started off like that in some ways, but then again, it's like, you know, it's she's a young, stupid kid. Yeah. And then as they grow up, it's just really good. I loved it.
I love the character that keeps talking about how many times he got hit by lightning.
You ever tell you I got struck by lightning? And the fact that they show it
every time, I was like just waiting for it to happen next.
Well, and the cool thing is that that David Fincher adapted the film style of whatever time period it would have taken place during.
Yeah.
Like the part with the clock broke me up at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like almost tearing up, and I'm like, I'm 5 minutes into this movie. What the heck?
I have to say, I know Barry thought this too, but the last half of the film better than the first half, just because it wasn't so special effects driven.
Very true.
And him seeing him as like a little kid, but having Alzheimer's and stuff is so weird. Like I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, it was pretty heartbreaking. The beginning, I think there's a lot more CGI.
Yeah, you can tell too.
Yeah, but it still looked pretty good. And the better part, I know you said Benjamin Button himself isn't all that interesting. The way that Brad Pitt pulls it off, though, I think he really pulled off the age of the character no matter what quite well.
Yeah.
I mean, doing that juxtaposition of being really old and really young.
Yeah, that's very true. And I liked, I didn't like the whole Hurricane Katrina mom and daughter in a hospital thing. I just thought that was so weird.
It was kind of odd, but at the same time, living in New Orleans explains a lot of the way that he came up.
No, I totally understand. I never thought of it like that.
I mean, I
never even make that connection.
I mean, hooking up in a brothel at 12 years old, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are people, older people, who have that story who weren't aging backwards.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because I went last Thanksgiving, I went to New Orleans. My father-in-law drove me through Bourbon Street at like 8 in the morning when nothing's going on, and I still saw some of the posters and stuff. I'm like, dang, this place has got to be hopping at night. So, yeah, I dug the crap out of it, but I can understand having some issues with it.
Yeah. Well, it's so weird to see that's by Fincher, because it's like nothing that he's done before.
It's been very, he's pretty notoriously emotionally detached.
Yeah.
As a person in general, but let alone with his movies.
Yeah.
And this movie had more heart than, I mean, I'm shocked that he had that much. It was just that good.
Well, I know he seems like a kind of guy that puts a lot of like care, maybe not attaches to it, but you can definitely see that he tries really hard to make a good movie.
Oh, he has a passion for film. Yeah. And I mean, he has an eye for directing. I mean, he's a good filmmaker in general. It's just you don't see that level of emotional development in characters in any of his other movies.
Yeah.
But yet they're still amazing films.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree.
So, yeah. And let me see, what else did I watch? Oh, I watched Son of Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
It is so good.
So what is it? I don't know what it's about.
Okay. Especially it takes place in England. And this kid grows up in a very strict, I'd almost say Seventh-day Adventist type household, like Christian cult kind of thing. Well, not a sub-sect of Christianity. I won't say cult. But they never say what faith they are, but there's that root there. The kid isn't allowed to watch TV or anything. And he ends up, through a very set of circumstances, at this kid's house, who's kind of like a real pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Smart-ass, you know, just the con man, everything at like age 10 and or 8 or whatever. And he ends up going to his house, and the kid, this takes place in the 80s, and the kid had just, the shyster kid had just been at the theater and filmed First Blood. And so the kid, this you know little super protected kid, watches First Blood as his first exposure to TV or movies.
No.
And he just goes ballistic. Like, loves Rambo, and they decide to make a movie called The Son of Rambo. Since Rambo isn't in any of the titles or anything, they spell it R-A-M-B-O-W, which is a very nice way to get around getting sued.
That's, yep.
But it is so good. It's the oddest thing ever. Like, they got this whole thing with a French foreign exchange student, which makes no sense, but it's just, you just buy into it.
Who directed it? Wasn't it directed by somebody kind of
famous? Garth Jennings, I believe. Garth Ennis. No, Garth Jennings. Garth Jennings, who did Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. That's right. You were telling me that.
And it's really good.
Huh.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah.
Well worth checking out. Everyone keeps talking about it.
Yeah. And I watched some of my DVDs. That's really been about it. Oh, and I got Freakazoid. Totally forgot to say that. First season of Freakazoid. Good.
Okay. I do have to... Okay. Because I have like a whole list of other
crap
to
watch too. Yeah. Go, sir. There is no topic today, so that's why we're taking our sweet, sweet time.
This is like catch-up time. I finally saw American Werewolf in London, which you said you hadn't seen.
Yeah, I need to
freaking
see it.
Go right now. Stop the podcast and go rent it. It was so good.
Okay.
It was like amazing. And then I also watched The Howling, which was not as good at all. It was so,
Three of the Marsupials.
No. I borrowed the Howling 2 from a friend to watch, but I don't think I'm going to go there, but I wanted to watch it because Joe Dante directed The Howling.
Oh, okay.
But it was really lame.
Fair enough.
Make It Happen, I finally watched, which will be going on my worst of the year.
And that's despite your love.
I can't. It was so bad. And then I finally watched this movie called Valentine. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
With the killer that killed.
Yeah, Denise Richards and David Boreanaz.
And Marley Shelton's in it. Yeah, it was really good. Well, it wasn't really good, but
Oh, we didn't watch the same movie.
It was... Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was really dumb, but I liked the kills in it. And Barry, like, I borrowed it from Barry.
This is around the same time that Urban Legend came out.
Yeah, it totally looks like a ripoff of it.
Urban Legend was better, I thought.
Yeah, it was. But at the same time, like, the cast was so hot. Katherine Heigl was in it, too.
Yeah.
Who I was reading on IMDb. She made a statement that she wouldn't have been in the movie if she would have read the rest of the script. I'm like, how many movies are you going to, like, go against after you're in them? And then
this movie made me popular. I'm going to crap all over it. Really?
I'm surprised, honestly, she keeps doing that if she's going to have a career.
Well, she may be stuck on Grey's Anatomy forever now.
That's very true. Maybe they will. But she made comments against that, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, learn to shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Because I like her as an actress. I think she's a good actress, but.
Yeah, but when you're that stupid, it makes me not want to watch your movies. I don't care how good you are.
Even Knocked Up 2.
Electric Boogaloo. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, then. Well, shall we talk about what hit theaters this past week? Oh, wait. It's one whole movie. It opened this past Wednesday in two theaters. That's right. The Jews Get Even in Defiance.
Which it doesn't
James
look...
James Bond leads the SmackDown.
It doesn't look that bad.
It looks good.
I'm glad to see him in another movie besides Bond.
The funny thing is everything released on December 31st. So that they aren't technically being released in January, which means that everything, that one movie, it doesn't, so it avoids the January dumping ground. That
a suck list.
Oh my, have you looked at this January?
Like, yeah, release? I have.
Like, I want to see, I kind of want to see Notorious, but the fact that it's coming out in January is...
means no, and Underworld looks awful.
Oh yeah. It's funny how I was talking to you guys last week when we did the Leonard Part 6 commentary, where it was like such a juxtaposition between... the greatness that comes out in December, if not Oscar bait, and the complete crap that can be between 2 weeks. Like, the quality of film drops so dramatically.
Which is like, I was so grateful last year when Cloverfield came out in January.
It was such a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we'll get something like that, because it looks like a good bit of horror is going to be released
Valentine.
Before March.
Oh, yeah.
My Bloody Valentine.
And
3D.
And Jason.
Yeah.
And Barry said that the Wolfman's coming out in February.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I haven't checked into February
so
yet. We'll do it. Essentially, what's going to happen is next week we're going to do our worst of list and, you know, worst disappointments and stuff like that. And then the next week we're going to do our top 10 list and honorable mentions, surprises, whatever. And then we're going to do an 09 preview.
Okay.
So, and then we'll get back into our kind of our theme of doing a movie a week kind of thing.
Because I don't want to. I'm glad that we have topics to cover the next couple of weeks, because I don't want to go to the theater and see anything.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
All right. Shall we talk? Oh, no. There's DVDs right there.
Yes.
All right. Hang on. Let me pull up the list. All right. I'll let you start off the list, sir.
All right. We've got Robert De Niro and and who's the other guy? And Righteous Kill.
And Al Pacino.
And Al Pacino. No, yeah. I know.
And then we've got one of my top 10 movies of the year. In opposite, that would be Pineapple Express. There's a rated one disc and an unrated rated one and two disc. I think the second disc also includes the digital copy.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it edition. No, I don't. Wow. Bangkok Dangerous with Nicolas Cage, which I heard was just awful. And then the other studio produced crap, Babylon AD.
Now, I want to bring up real quick, both of these have one and two disc editions.
Babylon AD does too?
Yeah. Really? A two disc? I think they both have the digital copy.
Digital copy.
Well, now if it does the second disc with digital copy, it generally means that second disc also has some content.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's kind of important. And then we also have the Whackness, which holds absolutely no desire, no appeal to me at all. And finally, the one of the biggest hits of 2008, Disaster Movie.
That actually did bomb, right?
Oh, it bombed horribly.
Okay, so hopefully we can say goodbye to those guys.
Yeah, Aaron Seltzer and Jason Freeberg, yeah.
Although, if Dance Movie...
We knew thee far too well.
If Dance Movie makes money, then they'll probably come back and try to do one more thing.
Dance...
or Dance Flick, whatever that thing
is. It hurts, that's all I know. Okay, let's move into some news real quick here. We have got... two, three things total?
Well, and I don't even think we've brought up the Watchmen thing.
Yeah, why don't you give us the lowdown here real quick?
So I guess the jury made a sentence.
No, it was a judge.
The judge made his verdict on the court case that was involved Fox Studios claiming that they had the rights to Watchmen.
It wasn't
distribution rights.
It wasn't a verdict. It was an initial opinion.
Okay. Also, this actually isn't...
Oh, yeah, the trial still hasn't started yet.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Okay. Well, you know more about it than I do. But anyway, they said that Fox has the rights to that, so it's kind of a matter of, is Watchmen going to be pushed back? Is it going to be shelved? Is it going to be recut? And what's the settlement that Fox and Warner Brothers is going to make?
I don't know, but now the latest news is that it looks like it might actually affect the release of Watchmen, which was going to be, what, March?
Yeah, March 3/3/09, right? Or
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I want to see it, but like that would be so awesome if it got canned and we never saw it. Like something about that just seems cool.
It'd be awesome in like the stuff of things of legend.
Yeah.
Like this super high profile release for the geeks. And then, I'm sorry, you don't need to see this. This is going to be like the Roger Corman Fantastic Four, but hopefully better.
Yeah.
That movie hurts. Have you seen that?
No.
I have to let you borrow it. Oh, it's awful. Yeah. The grand finale is the flame on.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like they blew all their budget on that. But I don't want to say I don't want to see The Watchmen. I'm just tempering my expectations very much.
Like, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be good. But I think it's going to be visually interesting.
It looks like it's going to be visually spot on.
Yeah.
It's a matter of if they can keep the content and how much is getting cut down and cut down.
And like, I just want to know what the tone of the film is, because you don't get any of that from the trailers.
Oh, it's going to be pretty dark. I think it's pretty clear.
But is it going to be like spirit, like campy, or is it going to be try to be serious, like Dark Knight? Or is it going to be
straight? I mean, you know, 300 played it straight. Granted, there wasn't as much emotional subtext, but we've covered that already. So yeah, that's going to be very interesting to watch. As fans of film and film history, this is a very interesting thing to see.
Definitely.
How it evolves.
Because I don't think has there been anything like this recently in the past 10 years?
No, not like this. This is just kind of odd. I mean, the closest thing is probably Trick or Treat.
Oh,
or,
that's true.
Or
Midnight Meat Train?
Midnight Meat Train was the other one. But it's still getting a release.
Yeah.
It's been seen by people. This is just kind of very interesting. I don't know. We'll see. Wait. Just in case that sucks, it's okay, because we have a Hot Wheels movie coming.
I'm surprised this wasn't announced back when Transformers was announced.
Or when Cars came out and made a million, buttload of money. Hey, we're going to do something on them Hot Wheels. Now, they crossed Hot Wheels with, like, Mask. I don't remember if you remember the Mask toys.
Uh-uh.
Like, it was a bunch of drivers who had, a 57 Chevy that turned into a jet.
Oh, okay.
If they did that kind of thing, okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
But
Hot Wheels, like, what's it going to be?
Speed Racer 2.
Maybe. Maybe for me. No.
If only you could hope. And I'd like to give a special shout out to CBS for being a bunch of morons. I was watching some football today, and they had Queen Latifah coming on and saying, they had the American flag going, the patriotic music in the background. She's like, this year history was made. We're going to watch history being made on TV, the People's Choice Awards, which, okay, it's kind of goofy, but it's funny.
Yeah.
they go through the whole thing of who's coming, Rascal Flatts, and I'm like, that's who you could get. But at the end, she's like, can we choose the winners? Yes, we can. And the words pop up on the screen over a black background. And I'm like, really? That's... It actually, like, I'll be open, honest, I didn't vote for Obama, but that just offends me. Like, that's just...
Well, you know, I don't know.
It's how stupid is the American TV viewing audience? Okay.
Well, at least we're in 2009 now.
Thank goodness.
So we're all going to change. No, I don't want to get political on the
show. No, don't do that. That's bad. All right, well, let's take a quick break, but we will be right back.
Get your geek on in a Geek Label t-shirt. Shirts for gamers, geeks, and tech heads. If you like games, movies, computers, or comics, we've got your new t-shirt waiting for you. Let Geek Label change your life. You can go from...
Oh, hell no.
To...
Oh, hell yeah.
In the blink of a t-shirt. And the best part, every design is available in all kinds of silky, smooth colors and shirt styles. Short and long sleeve tees, and for the ladies, ringers, raglans, ladies tees, even spaghetti strap tees. Feel fly, walk tall, be irresistible to the opposite sex. Died, even we can't do all that. Hundreds of designs and they're all off the hook, yo. You pick the style, you pick the color, we do the rest, cause that's how we roll. Get your geek on at Geek Label. That's one word, geeklabel.com.
And we're back. You know, I totally forgot some news that I forgot to... Well, it's not... I'm putting together a couple of posts. Apparently, Mark Lugie's going to be running a contest for Pit in the Pendulum some more.
Oh, cool.
And Brad, your poster is coming, I promise. but he's going to be giving away like a signed DVD, a t-shirt, a signed poster, all kinds of cool stuff. And nice. He's also got the comic book coming out. He has an official press release. So we're going to put all that stuff up here pretty soon. And yeah, very cool stuff coming. Cool. So if you've watched Pit in the Pendulum and you're like, this is awesome, I just want more, the comic is going to be doing a lot more than what the actual story was.
Cool.
But yeah, looks very cool. And since we're not doing a topic, let's just skip straight into what's hitting theatrically.
Does he illustrate the comics too?
Actually, they're taking like screenshots and alternate takes from the movie.
Oh, that's interesting.
And putting them, you know, formatting them for a comic book panel.
Yeah. Huh. That's
so
cool. Yeah,
it sounds really cool. I'm looking forward to it. What I'm not looking forward to is what's coming out this week in theaters. Because, you know, we have officially hit the January dumping ground, which starts off with Bride Wars, which there was a trailer in front of Benjamin Button, and I wanted to hurt myself. It's like the tanning joke.
Anne Hathaway, like, she goes from Rachel's getting married
and
to, like,
and Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. Which is good, and Get Smart even, which you could argue.
Yeah.
But to this?
Really?
I don't know. You need a paycheck.
I need to see Rachel getting married.
Me too.
Well, it might be kind of the kind of thing where, like, with Cusack, you know, you take the big payday so you can do the little crappy stuff.
That's true.
But no, you do the big payday, do the independent really good stuff, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we've got Not Easily Broken, which I have no idea what it is. And our horror movie of the week is going to be The Unborn, which just...
What is that?
I've just seen some screenshots and stuff, and it's gory monster movie thing. Don't care.
It's a monster movie?
Well, it's like a horror movie, yeah.
Oh, my brother told me there's one about like the Exorcist type thing coming out. Maybe that's it.
It could be.
How do these movies make any money if they don't like show a trailer?
I don't know why these kinds of movies get made, period. Like, why is January and February especially? March, you're starting to get some quality stuff, but why is January and February the accepted dumping ground?
Because it's the first of the year. I don't know.
Maybe it's to make everyone think, remember, oh, wait, this was a good movie.
No.
Actually, I think The Dark Knight is getting a re-release here in the next couple of weeks.
That's true. I will be. Oh, I don't know if I've seen it so much.
I'm not. I've seen it twice.
You're going to pass?
I've got the DVD, and I don't know if I'll ever watch it
again. I've seen it like six times. I don't know if I. You really? You're not going to watch it again?
I might.
Someday?
I'll watch it at some point, but it's not like, hey, I got to watch that again.
I would like to see it on IMAX again, but I have a feeling they're going to do that maybe once every couple of years. They're probably going to re-release it.
Until they break Titanic's record. Yep.
They don't have that far much further to do.
They really don't. No, they don't. All right, well, let's talk about DVDs this week. First off, we've got the Western Appaloosa, which some people say is good, some people not so much. Yep. Yeah.
We've also got Kiefer Sutherland and one of the worst movies of the year, Mirrors.
No. Actually, it's not just Mirrors. It's Mirrors.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That movie is so awful. This movie is so awful. But you should watch My Bloody Valentine, which is getting an extra special re-release.
Yeah, essentially it's completely been been completely remastered and it's completely uncut.
To get prepared for the My Bloody Valentine 3D remake that's coming out.
Which has been getting such good word.
It's actually been getting good word.
It has. It has. Huh. Then we've also got Swing Vote starring Kevin Costner, which who cares? Another big fat who cares, My Best Friend's Girl. Yeah, that yawn. I agree with that completely. Starting, you know, Dan Cook.
And okay. Wait, who else? That was the girl from Bride Wars, right?
Yeah, Kate Hudson.
Yeah, and the guy that stuck Jason his Biggs. Wiener in the pot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To quote Jane Bob, Slam Bob, strike back the pie.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here now. Then we have the movie I've told you about. If you check In It Cool, search around, watch the trailer. This is one of the odder movies. Japan just has this fascination with gore and just having so much fun with it. The Tokyo Gore Police will be coming out, which I'm not sure that I'm ready to watch. Like, in some ways, it looks gorier than Ichi the Killer, but not as disturbing. So,
it sounds interesting.
Yeah. Like, essentially, if you have this virus and you get a limb cut off, it comes back as some gory bio appendage that can be used as a weapon. And yes, there is the inevitable guy who gets his junk cut off. So, yeah. And I'm not going to even... If you want to go find that picture, you go right ahead. But it's disturbing. I'm just telling you. And did you see Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
No. Everyone keeps telling me how good it is. And I was rooting for it all year. Okay. I just never got around to seeing it.
So next week, you can rent it on Blockbuster.
Sweet.
Are you swapping over to Netflix?
I want to. I might just go out and get my own subscription.
Well, you can get like a one movie a month thing and have the unlimited download.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
just because that would be nice to do for my Xbox, because then I don't have to go anywhere.
And why do you want to make this change?
Because Grindhouse is on. Did you watch it, by the way?
No. Actually, no. Our New Year's Eve marathon this year was Die Hard 1, 3, and 4.
Well, good. Not 2? Skip 2?
No. Yeah, we skipped 2. Well, we only had so much time, and I'm like, if we're going to skip one, that's the one.
Yeah, I totally understand.
So, yeah.
I see. I think that's the only one I've seen besides 4.
What, is 2?
Yeah.
You haven't seen 1 or 3? I haven't seen
1 or 3.
Oh.
I know.
We need to like get you like a queue of movies you need to borrow from me.
I like that whole list of what I just read. Like, I felt so accomplished like seeing all that crap.
Oh, no kidding. You've been cranking through like crazy.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk? I forgot to mention the Crank 2 trailer came out.
Did it?
It looks so... it's a Red Band trailer. It looks like the most violent thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Do you want me to tell you like
sure.
how they're making a sequel? Yeah. So it shows him falling, right? Because surprise, Jason Statham dies at the end of Crank 2.
Except Crank 1. He doesn't.
But he doesn't. He falls out of a helicopter and lands, but he doesn't like explode, which I think you
like would 30 floors stories up.
It's
too.
It's really high.
I mean, he's yeah.
But it shows him and they're wheeling him into the doctor's office and they take out his heart and they put in this device. Like where his heart is, and then he wakes up and they shock him. So the whole movie, instead of adrenaline, he has to keep shocking his heart.
So he's officially become Jason Statham the cyborg.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is. So but it looks really campy and really cheap. It doesn't look like it's going to be serious. But there's a scene where
how can it be serious, really?
But it looks really violent and cool. Like there's a scene where he's shows him sticking a shotgun up this guy's butt and like firing. I mean, it looks like okay, oh my then. God. So I don't know if it's going to get an R. Like, it looks like hard R.
Okay. Is it actually getting a theatrical release?
I will be surprised if it does. Like, it looks really bad.
Okay, then.
I'll be seeing it, though.
It's going to be one of those things where the unrated cut's going to be way better than the rated cut.
Yeah. No, yeah.
One of the rare cases. Cool. Well, I guess we can go ahead and wrap this up. Oh, yeah. We're just about at a half hour, so.
Okay.
It's a short episode this week. It's okay. We're going to make up for it in the next couple episodes, three episodes.
There's going to be long ones.
Ethan's probably going to be joining us, and I have another guest I haven't asked yet, so I'm going to save it till I actually email him.
Instead of him being like, what?
Yeah, which I've done that before to him, and you know I don't want to do that again. I feel like a complete arse. So
send us email. We never get email from you.
Yes, guys. Please do. Podcast.
Voicemail.
Josh. I don't have a voicemail number right now. Working on that.
Email.
Email. Dave. Josh, Barry, Ethan, or podcast at screengeeks.com.
Just you can write us like what you guys watched over the break.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun to kind of get that, or post it in the thread or whatever. You know, it's all good. My other resolution is to get forums up this year.
Oh, that'd be good.
Not only for us, but for the old A Better Game Store show / Game Crazy Radio.
So okay.
We can do that kind of stuff. And you know, we've got all kinds of stuff coming up in 09. Do you want to announce? I'll announce one thing. The video game podcast I used to do has gone on official hiatus, but I think we're going to do a monthly show in association with Screen Geeks. And do you want to talk about the other thing, or do you want to wait till it's nailed down a little bit more?
I can talk about it. Ethan and I need to keep, we need to talk, Ethan. But we keep batting forth ideas about doing just a weekly, like, news show, but kind of do, like, a SNL thing, like, funny thing. So it'd be funny, but with movie news.
Are you guys thinking about doing it live?
I don't know. We haven't talked about that yet.
Okay.
Probably, though.
Okay. Or do, like, a midweek show.
Yeah.
Know, just to have some fun. Because, you know, honestly, you and Ethan are from a different generation than Barry and I.
Yeah.
It's just that's the way it is, you know. So, and I want to make sure that you guys get your voice out there without our...
And I'm actually taking an independent study from Barry, so I'm actually working on a short film. So it'd be fun for me to... This is just an idea I came up with, but to maybe, like, blog about just the experience of writing and going through all that.
Absolutely.
So...
Yeah, we'll get something set up.
That's an idea.
And, yeah, and then you'll have to post the short on our site.
Yes. You'll have to post that other trailer, too.
Yeah, you do. I still haven't even seen it yet, man. Bring your laptop next week.
Okay.
So I can watch it.
I will.
And I'll drop it on my jump drive and we'll post it.
You know? Sweet.
Yeah. But until next week, when we start our wrap-up of 2008, this is Dave.
This is Josh.
And Barry's molesting Donald.